Are you ready to create a life you crave? Let's spin that doom loop of negativity into an upward success cycle and start living lucky. I'm Jana.
I'm Jason.
And we are living lucky. I'm doing a little twirling this morning. I feel like I'm
right behind my head.
Oh, it's the ultimate trust factor right there. Is be in the same room while you're baton twirling. Woo!
Without any headgear on.
You should see Tater. She's got her head covered, actually. Good morning.
I'm behind the tree.
I know. We are talking about being social today.
Yes. It is a week of parties and just events, being out.
It's the season. Tis the season.
Tis the season to be social.
La 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 la, right? Because that's, if I am to be real.
Introverts duck and cover.
Would you think that I am an introvert or an extrovert? What would you think?
So I would say, that's an interesting question. I've come to believe that introverts are just introverted around people that they don't really want to be around. And then also that social anxiety is really around people that I have social anxiety.
You are afraid to be authentic.
Around people that don't want to be authentic and don't want to go below surface level. Because I don't like small talk a whole lot.
I know. Wait, okay. When a social event comes up, if I'm to be real, my essential self, it really starts to say, you know what? I would rather stay home.
I mean, you can do small talk. Small talk is meant for small moments.
Oh, that's good.
And maybe small people.
But here's the thing. It's up to us.
Yeah.
It's up to us. The conversation is a two-way street.
True.
So what you bring to it is what you're going to get out of it. And if I am just to be frank, there
Hi,
are
Frank.
So many. Okay, not that Frank.
Interesting.
Say hello to us. Frank, I hope you're here today. If I am to be really transparent, I am better when I am around people. There's my best self comes out. And there's reasons for that. Like when you are in social gatherings, when you have fellowship, when you're around friends, family, loved ones, even just strangers. Yeah. There's chemicals that are released in your brain. So there's
dopamine,
cortisol, oxytocin, serotonin, endorphins that are released. And I will say that when I am around people and in social events, there is this side of Jana that comes out to play that she doesn't always unleash when she's here at home alone.
There's things in me that I unleash around other people.
And there's things you unleash when you're here home alone.
And I thoroughly enjoy them.
So there's different sides to ourselves. So I think that it's important for me
to
schedule social time.
And I wonder if that's part of the thing why people like people watching.
Really?
Because they get to kind of enjoy from a distance the smiles, the nuances of other people without having to interact.
That's how I was in the airport the other day. I literally was loving it. Just watching people say goodbye, say hello, act like they love each other.
Well, there is that genuine emotion as you're greeting and as you're leaving.
Yeah, but there's a but. There's a big old but. It's a big,
I like big
juicy
butts and I cannot lie.
My other brothers can't deny. When a girl walks in with an itty-bitty waist and a round thing in your face, you get sprung. Batons are good for microphones, too. I had the wrong end, though. Here.
I don't know the rest.
Okay.
Can you dig it?
We're not rappers. That's one thing we're not.
Even though it is the season for rapping.
But we did take the weekend to go out and socialize, which is why we're talking about socializing today, because I do feel I am in rare form, and I equate that to being around people.
Yeah, it's a chance to share yourself and to be shared with.
And to let them, you know, get a little of them.
Yeah.
You know?
That's what's shared with.
There's an energy there. There's an energy. Tell us about your event that
you
did.
So we had marketplace in the neighborhood. So we've got a neighborhood of 500 houses.
Yeah, and there's a lot.
And so a lot of people with their own
and
businesses.
And we know every single neighbor. Thanks for watching.
I was the Facebook mayor of the neighborhood when we moved in.
That's right. You've kind of lost that title.
Yeah. It's the Facebook, community Facebook page turned into a little bit of a complaint page.
Oh, no.
So I said I'm out of that because we all know here that I'm all Mr. Positivity and solution oriented.
So you resigned. I resigned as mayor.
But we had a marketplace. And so they asked me to bring the camper up there because it's about showing people what we do.
Yes.
And also helping people realize their dreams and just express what they want out of life and go for it.
Bet on themselves.
And it was so fun watching people put their dreams on the camper. And
what were some of the dreams?
What was remarkable is how many people in our little corner
neighborhood,
Winter Garden, put that they want to climb Mount Everest.
Now, do you think?
And children want to climb Mount Everest.
Okay. So
there might be a movie out or something that.
Here's the thing. We live in a conservation area. So our neighborhood is in a conservation area. We actually have a hiking trail in our neighborhood, and we live on the water. And so I'm wondering if that's a coincidence or if maybe we have attracted.
People that are kind of in the nature realm or like.
And who are adventurous and who.
Maybe. Well, this is a nice, quaint.
We've attracted hikers.
Adventurous area. And it was just fun because you could see their reticular activating system because they were pointing out other people that had put dreams on the camper about Kilimanjaro and hiking and things like that.
See, that's my favorite thing is I sometimes just go into the garage and I'm like, I'm going to go read other people's dreams because we have them all on stickers on the camper. So I just go out into the garage and I could sit there. It's mesmerizing to see what other people want in life.
And it was really funny watching the dreams connect in someone's mind. And then when they would talk, like, especially the children, when they would talk it through with their parents, because so one little girl said, I want to climb Mount Everest. And she put hers between, there was a Kilimanjaro a little bit lower.
Yeah.
And there was write a book or write a novel to the next. So she was like, I could climb Mount Everest and write a book about it.
It's contagious. Dreams are contagious. And when you start telling people your dreams, that's the other thing is you said parents were, you know, having aha moments, not even knowing their kids wanted to do these things.
Yeah. And
how many times do we plan a vacation? We're like, this year we're going to.
Yeah. And you're going to love every minute of it.
Yeah. You're going to love it.
So you get insight into what your family member wants. And then when companies get the camper and they get to put dreams on the camper, you get insights into what your employees actually want, which is a huge benefit because you can manage into that. And when you know what
that is,
when
big.
You know, and when you know what your friends want,
yes.
when you know what your employees want, when you know what other people want, then you can lean into that. And when you are working towards what other people want, no one cares how much you know until they know how much you care. And when you care about their needs and their wants, they will follow you anywhere, and they will go with you anywhere and do everything
that is
you
true.
Want for you.
That is true. It's all about how you make the other people feel. Kimberly reiterates, dreams are contagious, which is why we sat around a fire last night and we were telling a vision. We had the boat parade here in our neighborhood. And so a few of our neighbors, we went and sat by the fire outside and we just started telling each other our dreams, our goals. And it was awesome because then the boats come by and they're all decorated in lights, which is really, really fabulous. For all of you Northerners, you might not know about.
You get to go out and ice skate and things.
Yeah. Well, here in Florida for Christmas, our tradition is to go sit out on the dock and we watch everybody decorates their boats in these big lights and they go all out. Yeah.
You can
they
see
go
it on my,
all
my
out.
Instagram page. I put a short little clip of it up there.
Of the boat parade.
Yeah. So when it comes to socialization, if you want to get past the small talk, so you're not watching television, but go tell a vision.
Tell a vision. So tell someone your dream.
Get past the small talk and get into what you really want out of life. Like get deep and start telling your dreams. Talk about, don't be scared to get deep and really say what you're excited about. What gives you goosebumps? Because goosebumps are the joy in life. That's
so if huge. We ever invite you over to watch television, we're not really talking about sitting in front of the boob tube.
We should have a once a month television party.
Television. You know, when we were in Africa, they would always say, okay, after dinner, we're all going to go out and watch the Nature Channel. Well, what that really meant was that we all go out, we sit in chairs around a fire, and we literally look at nature. Yeah, look at the stars.
Watch the stars, listen to the wildlife.
Let's go to sleep watching the Nature Channel. That's what we do. Oh, okay. Well, I see. I struggle with small talk. I would rather jump right into the deep stuff. Me too. But it's a little off-putting when you're first meeting someone and then all of a sudden you say, so what are your biggest fears in life?
Well, so a lot of times we want to. So our memory markers a lot of times are on the skew on the negative side because 80% of our thoughts are negative. So I remember someone telling me
we bond over complaining.
Yeah. So a lot of times you can say you can define your life usually by 3 to 5 events.
Oh.
And oftentimes we will look back and those events are, we'll look at them and we'll look for the negative events in the past because those are the very deep, highly emotional events. But there's also very deep, highly emotional, positive events. And if we can take those in negative events and look at the emotions.
I feel like you're pointing at me. Like, is he pointing at
me? The negative events. If you can take the negative
That's
events,
not good.
You're my most positive
event. Okay, thank you. Let's just correct that.
But if we can take the negative events and look at how we overcame them, because that's a huge positive. Because if there was a negative event and you're sitting here today, there's a positive.
That sounds like my TEDx speech, which is on radical gratitude.
So that's the huge hill that got over that negative valley. That's the marker you want to create there. That's your television right there. So tell that vision and mark it there instead of putting the place marker behind that mountain that you just climbed over.
That's good advice. Thank you, Jason. Thank you, wise one.
So
here's the thing. When it is time to go socialize, if you're like me, you've got that little devil saying, you know what, I'd rather just go lay on the couch and
read a book.
And yeah, get under the heating blanket. Or you've got this other side of you. And you know that if you eat your vegetables, if you exercise, if you do the self-care, then you're going to feel better. So what would your higher self do? Would your higher self go and socialize? Would your higher self go maybe just for a little bit? Maybe it's somewhere in the middle. But sometimes for me, if I just drag myself out of the house, if I just take the time to put on a little makeup and make the effort to go, once I get there, I always have a good time.
Put on your party shoes.
I thought you were saying party pants.
Put
those on too. Don't go commando. Love you guys. Have a great day. Thank you for being here. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye.
If the idea of living lucky appeals to you, visit us at startlivinglucky.com.